Governor Sean Parnell is asking the Federal National Guard Bureau to investigate cases of sexual assault in Alaska's National Guard. In a press release, Parnell wrote he is deeply concerned by reports of sexual assaults and other behavior, creating a hostile environment and culture within portions of the Alaska National Guard. The investigation follows a story from the Anchorage Daily News last October, where alleged victims of sexual assault described an extensive problem in Alaska's National Guard. Sean Cockerham is a reporter with McClatchy Newspaper's Washington Bureau. He broke that story and is reporting on the investigation. He says he began hearing about problems in the Guard last year.
And so I started making phone calls and was pretty surprised about what I was hearing with both from victims and from people who'd worked with victims, describing the severity of the problem, describing that there was a very serious sexual assault and sexual harassment problem within the Alaska National Guard, and also saying that when cases had been taken before commanders, that they weren't being dealt with. They felt they weren't being dealt with correctly, that the cases were being ignored, mishandled, that they would sort of never hear back, that they didn't feel like the issues were being taken very seriously.
Did they express that they had been intimidated by officials?
No, not so much intimidated by officials. Sounds like what had happened was people started taking complaints to the Guard command, and those victims and the people who were working with them, either people who they trusted, also chaplains within the National Guard, felt that these complaints weren't really being pursued, and they felt that their chances of redress were pretty minimal.
Is there any indication that Governor Parnell knew about the problem earlier?
There's been suggestions that cases, that victims went to his staff, that people have seen sort of anonymous letters that were written to the governor, and indications that that this has been pressed upon the governor, at least the governor's office, if not the governor himself, as far back as fall of 2010.
What has he said to you about his what he hopes will come from this investigation from the Federal National Guard Bureau? What does he want them to accomplish?
Sure. So what the governor is saying, he's saying that he wants the Federal National Guard Bureau to come in and offer an independent assessment, because up till now it's been sort of centered within the Alaska National Guard chain of command. And so what the governor is saying is that let's bring in outsiders to come in and look at it, to reopen the closed sexual assault cases, to look at the open sexual assault cases, and also to do a review of how the command has been handling these. Is it true, as victims and those who have helped them say, that that there's been a problem of the command not really responding to sexual assault problems in the past, and that that's contributed to this issue going on as long as it has?
Has there been any suggestion or indication that the governor may ask for the resignation of Major General Tom Katkus?
Well, it was interesting. In the governor's letter asking the Federal National Guard Bureau to come to investigate the Alaska National Guard, he singled out General Katkus, not by name, but by title, as the Adjutant General, saying that he wants the investigation to go up to and including the actions of the Adjutant General. And so that prompted me to put the question out, does the governor still have confidence in General Katkus? And the response I got from Sharon Lehow, who's the governor's spokeswoman, was that yes, the governor still has full confidence in General Katkus. And so, my expectation would be that the governor is now waiting to see the results of this federal review and see what it has to say about how the Adjutant General has handled this.
Sean Cockerham is a reporter with McClatchy Newspaper's Washington Bureau.